ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Tumah is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nata Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Baisai, this is a special announcement for all Shas Illuminated participants. We are, Baruch Hashem, nearing the completion of Shas Illuminated Shiurim on all of Shas. Plans are underway for a major Siyum event to take place in December, and we want to share this simcha with you, our dear Lomdim. Please email siyum@shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS to receive updates about the Siyum.
Temura Daf Gimel. The sigil over here at the top of the Omer continues to discuss the question of Rami Bar Chama about the dinim of Temura for an Akum. Earlier in Daf Beis Amud Beis, Rami Bar Chama asked a question about a katan, whether a katan could be meimer. The katan that he's referring to over there is a katan sheyagia lo ines in the dorim, which is mufla samach le'ish. The din is that if he's makdish a korban, the kedusha is chal, and the question over there is, can he be meimer? As the Gemara explains over there, since he's a lav bar unshim, there's a tzad to say that only one who is included in the beginning of the pasuk, which says le'achlifenev le'yomer oisoy, he's included in the lav. On him it was said at the end of the pasuk, v'hoya hu is rasa yiyakodesh, that the tmura is chal. One who's lav bar unshim, he doesn't have the beginning of the pasuk, and he also does not have the ability to make a chalois tmura. On that, Rami Bar Chama continued, and he said, even if he'll say that a katan can be meimer, since he's osi lechal einshim, he eventually will become a gadol, and he'll have the beginning of the pasuk of lo yachlifenu. So on him, it was said the ability to make the chalois tmura. Hashem came by a goy. Rami Bar Chama had a tzad to say, since he's lo yosi lechal einshim, he'll never be included in the beginning of the pasuk of lo yachlifenu lo yomeroisay to get malchus for being meimer. Therefore, perhaps on him it was not said at all the end of the pasuk that he has the ability to make the chalais tmura. This was the suffix of Rami Bar Chama. Now, Kapshutai, according to this understanding of the suffix, it's not a shayla about a carbon akum, whether a carbon which is owned by a goy has the possibility of having tmura. Rather, it's a shayla about the maisha of a goy, whether a goy has the ability to be meimer. In other words, even if there's a carbon of a Yisrael, and the goy would want to be meimer for the carbon of a Yisrael, also there will be the same suffix. Does the goy have the ability to make tmura? Perhaps the whole parasha of tmura is only given to a person who has the einish of tmura. A guy who doesn't have the einish of tmura, he would not have the ability to make a chalais tmura, regardless of whose animal he's being meimer from. Whether it's the carbon of a Yisrael or a carbon of a guy, the question is about the meisa tmura, not about the carbon of a guy. So in other words, if there's a carbon which is owned by a Yisrael, and the Yisrael says, kol roitzi lahomer yovei v'yomer, which is the Gemara later on in Daf Tesam and Aleph, over there is mavur that there's a possibility for one person to be meimer from someone else's carbon. If the owner of the carbon allowed, he said clearly that I give a shus for anyone who wants to be meimer from my carbon. So if Yisrael said such a thing, and then a guy came along and he was meimer, this would be included in the suffix of the Gemara. Does the guy have the ability to make a chalais tmura? Even in this case, if the original carbon was owned by Yisrael, it would also be included in the suffix of the Gemara. Now the Gemara here then continues, and Rava brings a raya from a braisa to the suffix of the Gemara. The Braisa is talking about Kochei Akum. We know that a goy could bring a carbon, as the Braisa earlier says, we dash him from Ish Ish, we learn from there, L'Rabbi says, Oive Koychovim, Shenoidum Mendovim Unadovis Ki Yisrael. Back upon him here in the second Braisa, the Braisa tells us that the carbon of a goy has different dinim. Loinanin V'loimoyalin, there is no Milo Daraisa, Ein Chalovin Aleim B'shom Pigon Noiser V'tomei. One of the dinim which the Braisa says is Ein Oisin Tamura. Rava brings a raya from here, Ketani Mia Ein Oisin Tamura. From here you see that the carbon of a goy is not Oisin Tamura. So what was the suffix of Rami Bar Chama? The Gemara continues, the Gemara explains differently, a nupshat in understanding the suffix of Rami Bar Chama. Now the question over here is, and this is asked by the Biskarov and other Achrenim, Lachera, as we pointed out, the original way the Gemara understood the suffix of Rami Bar Chama is not a question about Kochi Akum, it's not a shayla whether the carbon of a goy has Tamura. Rather, it's a shayla about the Maisa Tamura of a goy, which, as we said, is Lachera Negeh even by the carbon of a Yisrael. In the case where the Yisrael said, Kol Roitzei Lohomer, there also the shayla would be, is the Maisa Tamura of a goy a good Maisa Tamura? So even if we bring from a Braisa, even if we know that the carbon of a goy has different dinim, just like it doesn't have Pigol Noisir Ritame, it doesn't have Mi'ila, it also doesn't have the Parasha of Tamura, there the pshat is because it's a different type of carbon, the carbon of a goy has different dinim. This would still not be a right to the carbon of a Yisrael, which does have the parasha of Tamura. Can a goy do a Maisa Tamura? How could Gemara bring a right from that Braisa to the Shaila of Rami Bar Chama? Now just to prove this, that when the Braisa of here tells us that the carbon of a goy does not have Tamura, it's not the pshat because the goy doesn't have a Maisa Tamura. Rather, the pshat is because the korban of a goy is different than the korban of Yisrael, has a whole different set of dinim. We see later on in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, "Ve'in lisin tmura." The Gemara goes back to the Braisa to discuss all of the dinim. What is the makar that a korban akum does not have mi'ilo, pigo noiser v'tamei and tmura? And the Gemara says, "How do we know that it doesn't have tmura? Because the pasuk says, 'Lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer oisoy uksiv bereish ha'inyan damre al bnei Yisrael.' From there we learn dafka the korban of Yisrael has the parasha of tmura, not the korban of a goy." The Gemara brings a different makar. The Gemara doesn't say like we understood originally in the Safik of Rami Bar Chama. By us before, the Gemara says the tzad to say that a guy wouldn't have tmura is because since he's not included in the inish of tmura, he doesn't have the law of the malchus of layachlifen of layomer oisay. Therefore, he also should not have vahiyuhu smrasay yekaidesh. That's not what the Gemara explains in Daf Gimel. The Gemara in Daf Gimel explains the pshat in the Braisa that the carbon of a guy does not have tmura is because the pasuk says dabrel bnei Yisrael. A kachal pshat is because there the Gemara is discussing a carbon of a guy, why a carbon of a guy is different than a carbon of a yid. The same way it's different as far as other dinim are concerned. Mi'ila, pigol noiser v'tamei, it's also different as far as tmura. That the Gemara brings the makar to this is from that which it says dabrel bnei Yisrael. So akupam, the question would remain, l'char, the Braisa is talking about a whole different din. The Braisa is talking about the dinim of carbon akum being different than carbon Yisrael. As far as that's concerned, the carbon akum does not have the parasha of tmura. How is that a right to Ershail about the Maisa Tmura of an Akum? Is that considered a Maisa Tmura? Perhaps you have to be included in Loyachli Fenev Loyomer Oysoy to have Hoyhu Smrasa Yehakodesh. Now another right to this Nakuda, that the Pshat in this Braisa, when the Braisa says Inoisin Tmura, it's not a Pshat because a Goy doesn't have a Maisa Tmura. Rather, the Pshat is because the Korban of a Goy is different than the Korban of a Yisrael. Taisus of Yandibar Masal Katani is Mavur, that when the Braisa says, Amr Rav Yosi Bekulna Niroi Lahachmir, Rav Yosi argues on Rav Shimon on the dinim of this Braisa. Rav Yosi holds that a carbon of a goy does have mi'ila, does have pigol noiser v'tamei. What about tamura? Does Rav Yosi argue on that as well and hold that the carbon of a goy does have tamura? So Taisus is mevur in the Maschol Ketani. Rav Yosi does argue on this din as well. Rav Yosi holds the carbon of an akum does have tamura. How did Taisus know that Rav Yosi argues on tamura as well? A karchel pshat is because Rav Yosi is coming with the klal. Rav Yosi holds that there are no differences between the carbon of an akum and the carbon of a yisrael. As Gemara says in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Yosi Roy Ani Bekulan Lahachmer Mai Taimo Lashem Ksiv. As Rashi over there explains in Dibur Maskul Hochi Garsina Lashem Ksiv, that we're referring to the pasuk of Ish Ish in Parshas Emor Ish Ish Bebeis Yisrael Minager Beisrael Asher Yakrev Karbonoi. In the end of that pasuk it says Loshen Asher Yakrivu Lashem. And from that pasuk of Ish Ish, the Brayis on Beis and Mabeis learns the Rabbis says Oyve Kechavim Shenoydri Nedorim V'Nedavos Ki Yisrael. And from that which it says the word Lashem in that pasuk, we learn that the carbon of a goy has all the same dinim as the carbon of a Yisrael. That's the makar of Rabbi Yosi. Rakapanim Taisus over here on Beis and Mabeis, the Ramasal Katani understands that Rabbi Yosi would also hold that the carbon of a goy has a din of tmura, a karach that's also learned from Lashem. From that which the carbon of a goy has the same dinim as the carbon of a Yisrael. From here, the Briskerov proves that Taisus understood in Reb Shimon, when Reb Shimon in the Braisa says, Einois in Tmur, the Pshat is because the carbon of a guy is different than the carbon of a Yir. Therefore, when Reb Yosi says, Bekulan and Yirei Lahachmer, he's arguing on that din as well, and he holds that it's Eis in Tmur, the Pshat is because he holds the carbon of a guy is the same as the carbon of a Yisrael. So from here again, we see that which the Braisa says, Einois in Tmur, is not the Pshat because a guy does not have a Meis in Tmur, rather the Pshat is because a guy's carbon is different than the carbon of a Yisrael. Which again strengthens our Shiloh. How is this a right to the Suffolk of Rami Bar Chama? Rami Bar Chama had a question about the Maisa Tmura of a Goy, which is negate even to a carbon of a Yisrael. How could you bring a right to that Suffolk of Rami Bar Chama from the Braisa, which is talking about a different din that the carbon of an Akum does not have Dine Tmura? Now the Biskrof asks even further, and he asks another Kasha on Taisvis. Taisvis, in the beginning of the Yibar Masal Katani, asks a Kasha. Why doesn't the Gemara explain that the Safek of Rami Bar Chama was not according to the sheet of Reb Shimon? The Safek of Rami Bar Chama was according to the sheet of Reb Yosi. Meaning, Eich Rami Reb Shimon does say Einois in Tmura, but perhaps the Safek of Rami Bar Chama was according to Reb Yosi. And on this Taisus answers in the second Teretz, Rami Bar Chama's Shala cannot have been Bedas Reb Yosi, since Reb Yosi says, Bekul Nani Rei Lahachmer, he says that the carbon of a goy does have Tmura, Akarach, you also see from that a goy can be Maimer. Taisus explains, don't say that when Rav Yosi says "Bekulna Niroi Lahachmer," that the carbon of a goy has tmura, but that would only be if a Yisrael is meimer. on the carbon of a guy, not if the guy himself is meimer. In other words, the case would be where the guy says, over there, if Yisrael comes in his meimer, that's where the tumor would work. But the guy himself would not be able to be meimer. And that Tosfos says that this cannot be, because if the guy himself cannot be meimer on his own carbon, how could the Yisrael be better than him? It would not be possible that someone else could be meimer on the carbon where the bayam of the carbon himself is not able to be meimer. Therefore, Tosfos says, Akarcha, the suffix of Rami Bar Chama is not Badaser Beisi, since Beisi says, Bekul Nani Roi Lahachmer, the carbon of a guy has tmura, and it will be impossible to say that only if Yisrael is meimer, not if the guy himself was meimer. So, Mela, we have a pshitus to the suffix of Rami Bar Chama. You see that a guy can be meimer. Akarcha, the suffix of Rami Bar Chama is not Badaser Beisi, it was Badaser B'Shimin. And the Briskov asks on Tosfos, if we see according to Rabbi Yossi, it must be the guy himself can be meimer. Because if you're not being able to be meimer, then the carbon of a guy would not be possible to have tumura at all. You wouldn't be able to say that Yisrael can be meimer and not the guy himself. Once you see with Asher B'Yosi that a guy can be meimer, then we should say the same thing with Asher B'Shimin. Why should we mechag between Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi legabe this nekuda, whether the maisa tumura of a guy is a good maisa tumura? Although there is machaikas between Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi, that's a different nekuda. That's about the carbon of a guy, whether it has different dinim than the carbon of a Yisrael. Reb Shimon holds the dinim are different, Reb Yosi holds the dinim are the same, but once we see that according to Reb Yosi, that it's possible to have tmura on the carbon of a guy, in other words, included in this is that the maisa tmura of a guy is also a maisa tmura. Like Tosfos says, it's impossible to say that his carbon would have tmura, but only if Yisrael is meimer. That wouldn't make sense, that someone else can be meimer, but the Baal himself cannot be meimer. Once you see that according to Reb Yosi, the maisa tmura of a guy is a maisa tmura, we should also say the same thing with Asher B'Shimin, because there is no machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi about the maisa tmura of a guy. The machlekes is about the carbon of a guy, whether it has different dinim. From Reb Yosi, we should see to Reb Shimon that the maisa tmura of a guy is considered a maisa tmura. Now, the maisa, as far as the ikur kasha on the sugyo, how could Gemara bring a right from the brisa to the suffix of Rami Bar Chama, which is talking about the maisa tmura of a guy? So the Brisker Rav says, Akarach, you have to say, it's muchach. When Reb Shimon in the Brisa says, ein oisin tmura, that the carbon of a guy is not oisin tmura, it's different from that which the din is, that the carbon of a guy does not have milo, doesn't have pigal noisir v'tamei. Those dinim of milo, pigal noisir v'tamei is a pshat because it's a different shame carbon. Though we learn from a pasuk that a guy could be makdish a carbon, but the status of the carbon is different than the carbon of a Yisrael and has a different set of dinim. Dinim that we find by a carbon of a Yisrael is not assumed to apply also to the carbon of a guy. They have a different shame carbon, it's a different type of carbon with different dinim. However, that which is ein oisin tmura is not the pshat because it has a different shame carbon. Besides that, Batsim, we would have said that it is oisin tmura. The fact that it has a different shame and it's a carbon of a guy is not enough of a reason to say that it's not oisin tmura. The Brisk Rav explains that which is ein oisin tmura is the pshat because since the bailam of the carbon is a guy, a carbon whose bailam is a guy does not have dinay tmura. Once that's the pshat, the Brisk Rav says, then we can understand how the Gemara brings a raya that the maisa tmura of a guy is not a maisa tmura. Lishmaf, the reason why a carbon of a guy is ein oisin tmura is because it has a different shame carbon. It's not the pshat that it's owned by a guy, rather because it's a different category of carbon, has a whole different set of dinim, that we would not be able to prove from there that a guy does not have a maisa tmura. However, once the pshat is, not that it's ein oisin tmura because it's a different category, rather ein oisin tmura because there's a klal, there's a gzeiras hakosov, that a carbon which is owned by a guy, the Torah did not give a parasha of tmura to such a carbon, then already we could understand how the Gemara compares and learns from here that a maisa tmura of a guy is not a maisa tmura. The Brisk Rav compares this to that which we find by the din of truma. The din is that the maisa truma of a guy is not chal. He doesn't have the ability to be mafish truma. And the Brisk Rav explains this is learned from that which we find. The din is that if a guy owns peiros, those peiros do not have dinei truma. The Brisk Rav is mayach. He explains it's not simply the pshat because a guy doesn't have all mitzvahs. It's more than that. There's exeris akosov that peiros which are owned by a guy do not have dinei truma, and from there we also understand, we also learn that once a guy is mufka and his peiros are not mechuyev in truma, he also does not have the ability to be mafish truma even from peiros which are mechuyev. From here the Brisk Rav proves this concept that when the Torah is mafkia someone, that when he's the bailam, certain dinim don't apply. Like when the guy is the bailam of peiros, those peiros do not need truma. From there also we learn that his maisa fashish truma doesn't work. The same would apply here as well. When the Torah says that a carbon which is owned by a guy does not have the parasha of tmura, from there we also see that the maisa tmura of a guy is not valid. Bishmaf, the reason why the carbon of a guy does not have tmura is because it's a different type of carbon, just like it doesn't have pigal noisir v'tamein, it doesn't have me'ilo, It has a different shame carbon, and that would not be a right that the Maisa Tmur of a Goy is Nachal. But once the Pshat is, not because it's a different category, it's a different type of carbon, rather the Pshat is because there's a Gzeres HaKosav that a carbon which is owned by a Goy, it does not have the Parsha of Tmura. From that Gzeres HaKosav, we also see that a Goy was excluded from doing a Maisa Tmura, just as we find Inyan Truma, once it's a Gzeres HaKosav that the parents of a Goy do not have the Parsha of Truma, from there we also see that a Goy is excluded from doing a Maisa Afroshas Truma. Now according to this Hezber of the Brisker Rav, Taisus will still need an explanation. Taisus, who is Mavur, that Rabbi Yossi argues on Rav Shimon on this din as well, of Tamura, and Rabbi Yossi says, B'kulin on Yirei Lahachmer, Rabbi Yossi is arguing on the din of Tamura as well, and he holds that the carbon of a Goy does have Tamura. L'chayra, that which Rabbi Yossi argues on the other cases of Me'ila, Pigo Noisir V'tamei, there the Pshat is because he holds the carbon of a Goy has identical dinim as the carbon of a Yisrael. It's not a different shame carbon. When the Torah is mechadish to us that a goy can be makir of a carbon, it means the same type of carbon, it's not a different shame. For that reason, it does have me'ilo, pigol noisir v'tamei. But our karach, as far as tmura is concerned, basically we have to be arguing with on a different nekuda. If Shimon held that there's exeris a kosov, that a carbon which is owned by a goy, not the shame carbon, rather that which is the bialim is a goy, that's the reason why it's excluded from tmura. Basically would argue in that, and he would hold, even the carbon which is owned by a goy does have tmura. What does the Makar to say that Rabbi Yossi means to argue on this as well? So that would still need Hezber. However, with this Yisrael of the Brisker Rav, we are Marviach. Once the Maisa Taisus does say, he is Mechadish, that Rabbi Yossi argues on Rabbi Shimon as far as the Dinam of Tmura, the Brisker Rav asked the Kasha, if now which Taisus says that Rabbi Bar Chama's question cannot have been Bedas Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Yossi, clearly the Maisa Tmura of a Goy does work. If Rabbi Yossi holds that the carbon of a Goy has Tmura, would it make sense to say that that's only for Yisrael did the Maisa Tmura, not if the Goy did? It's not possible that Yisrael could be better than the Goy who is the Bailam of the carbon. From there, Karcha, we see your Basi holds that the Maisa Tmura of a Goy does work, and the Kasha that Brisker Rav asked on Taisus is, why should we mechadish a new machalikas between your Basi and your Shimon? Once we see from your Basi that the Maisa Tmura of a Goy does work, we should say the same thing with Asher Shimon. If Shimon and Basi were not arguing about the Maisa Tmura of a Goy, they were arguing about the carbon of a Goy. According to what we're explaining now, the Yisrael Machalikas between Rav Shimon and Rav Yossi, when it comes to the Dinim of Tmura, is different than when it comes to the Dinim of Me'ila, Pigol Noisir V'tamei. It's not the Yisrael Machalikas, whether the carbon of a guy is a different shame carbon, or it's the same as the carbon of Yisrael. It's a new Machalikas. According to Rav Shimon, there's a Gzeres HaKosov that when the Bayim of the carbon is a guy, it does not have Tmura, and Rav Yossi holds that it does. And the Biskrav explains, the Gemara understood with Asher Rav Shimon, once it's Gzeres HaKosov telling us that when the Bayim is a Goy, it doesn't have Tmura, from there also we see that the Maisa Tmura of a Goy is not Chal, then already we understand that if we see that Rabbi Yossi holds not like that, and Rabbi Yossi holds that when the Bayim of the carbon is a Goy, there is a Parasha of Tmura, and Tosis tells us, from there we see that it has to be that the Goy's Maisa Tmura is Chal, because it would be impossible to say that it's only if the Yisrael did the Maisa Tmura, and we ask the Kasha, from Rabbi Yossi we should see to Rabbi Shimon, may Rabbi Yossi Nishma to Rabbi Shimon that a Maisa Tmura of a Goy works. We now understand that it's not a kasha bechlal. It's only according to Rabbi Yossi, where we don't have a gzeres hakosav being mafgia goy from the parasha of tmura. There we can understand that the maisa tmura of a goy works. It would not be right to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, where there is a gzeres hakosav telling us that when the bayam of the carbon is a goy, there is no tmura. There, kiprutai nichlam, this is also that the maisa tmura of a goy is not chal. Now we should just add that although in Taisus it's mavur, Taisus understands that Rabbi Yossi argues on the din of tmura. He holds that there is a din tmura on a carbon of a goy. The Brisker Rav is medayik from Rashi. The Rashi understands not like that. Rashi in Divar Maschil, Bekulan Royani Lahachmer, Rashi says, Rabbi Yossi argues on the din of Me'ilo, and he argues on the din of Pigol Noisir V'tamei. Rashi does not mention that he argues on the din of Tmura. Rashi again later on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, in Divar Maschil Hochi Garsin and Maitaimo, again Rashi over there mentions Me'ilo, Pigol Noisir V'tamei. He does not mention Tmura. The Biskrav is Mdag, the Rashi understands Rabbi Yossi does not argue on the din of Tmura. Now will fit very well with the Yisrael of the Biskrav. That which Rabbi Shimon holds, Enos and Tmura is not the Pshat, because the carbon of a Goy has a different shame carbon. If that was the Pshat in Rabbi Shimon, the Mestam of Rabbi Yossi would argue on that, because Rabbi Yossi darshans from a Pasuk that the carbon of a Goy has the same dinim as the carbon of a Yisrael. A Karach L'Pshat is, as the Biskrav explains, this is a different din. That which Rabbi Shimon holds, Enos and Tmura is the Pshat, there's Exeris HaKosav, that a carbon which its bialim is a goy does not have dinei tmura, not because the carbon is in a different category, That which the carbon is owned by a guy, that's what's mafkiya, it's din tmura. Therefore we can understand that although Rabbi Yossi argues on the other dinim of Rav Shimon, he holds that the carbon of a guy is not a different category, it has the same dinim as the carbon of Israel. But as far as this din of Enos and tmura, if it's exerts the cost of that when the carbon is owned by a guy, there's no dinim tmura, that Rabbi Yossi does not argue on, he's maskim to Rav Shimon. Now, as I continue on, what lemaisa is the suffix of Rami Bar Chama by Tmuras Akum? So the Gemara says, Rami Bar Chama, Behigdash Avika Chavim Liskaper Avika Chavim Loikomi Baili. Ki Kami Baili, Behigdash Avika Chavim Umiskaper Be Israel. Bosser Makdash Azlinon, I Bosser Machaper Azlinon. On this Gemara asks, Tifshalay Midir Bavo, from Bavo, we see that the Dinim of Tmura Tali in the Miskaper, not in the Makdash, and that the Gemara continues, that the Gemara says, Hosmu the Kosi Mikarech Yisrael Mishmachi Azlinon Bosser Miskaper. Bavo was talking about in the case where Yisrael was the Makdash, and Yisrael was also the Miskaper, and that Rebbe Vohu says that the Miskaper is Eisei Tzmura, not the Magdish. Avol Hocha Hochi Kami Baile, the Shaila of Rami Bar Chama was, Mi Be'ina Mitchila Vat Soif, Teteku Bershus Manda Ovid Tzmura. Does it have to be that Mitchila Vat Soif, from the beginning, meaning from the one who was Magdish it, was always in the hands of someone who was ready to do Tzmura, and therefore in this case, where a guy was Magdish it, and a guy does not have Dinei Tzmura, maybe the Yisrael also will not be able to be Mamer in this carbon. Kepshutei the Gemara Shaila is Maskana. Rami Bar Chama means to ask, what happens in this case where a guy was Makdish, a carbon on behalf of Yisrael, the Yisrael was the Miskaper. The Savik is in the case where the Miskaper, the Yisrael, was Meimer, is the Tmura Chal. The Mashmois of Rashi at the bottom of Beis Amud Beis and Dibra Maschul Hochi Gar Sinon is that the Savik of Rami Bar Chama is in the case where the Yisrael was Meimer, not in the case where the guy was Meimer. This is how the Achoinim understand Rashi, this is the Pashas of the Gemara. If the guy will be Mamer, definitely the Tmura will not be Chal. The question is, if the Yisrael, who's the Miskaper, if he'll be Mamer. The Shaila is maybe over here, where the Makdash was a guy, he wasn't Mitchila Vatsoif, in the hands of someone who's ready for Tmura, therefore even if the Yisrael is Mamer, the Tmura will not be Chal. Lamaisa, we should mention that the Ram has a different Pshat in our Gemara. The Ram, in Perek Aleph Hilchos Tmura, Halacha Vav, he says, Higdash Hagoy Behima She Yiskaper Bo Yisrael, Vehimer Bo Hagoy, Harizu Sofik Tmura. Ram understands the Suffolk of Rami Bar Chama is in a case where the guy was Meimir. Right over there in his Asagas, he argues very strongly on the Rambam. He says the Rambam is a Shibish, the Rambam is a mistake. The Suffolk of Agamar is not in the case where the guy was Meimir. The Suffolk is where the Yisrael, who's the Miskaper, he was Meimir. Akapan, the Rambam has a different pshat. The Pashas Akapan would be Adarach Rashi and the Ravid. The Gemara is talking about in the case where the Yisrael was Meimir, and the Suffolk is maybe over here. Although Bederek Klal, the rule is that the Miskaper is Eisitz Muro, maybe that's Dafka for Yisrael was Makdish the carbon. If a guy was Makdish, then maybe even the Yisrael HaMiskaper cannot be Eisitz Muro. Now what Lemaisa is the Safik? What would be the Tzad to say that the Yisrael cannot be Meimer? So the Biskrov explains in the same piece which we mentioned before, the Safik is in this new din, which we learn from Xeris HaKosov, if the Bayim of a carbon is a guy, there is no Parashah of Tmura. Is that only if the guy is the Bayim for the Kapara of the carbon? Whereas even if he's the Magdish, it's also considered that he has some Bailus over here. The only way there will be Tmur is if Mitchila Vatsaif, the Bailam who is Magdish the carbon, and the Bailam who is the Miskaper of the carbon, if both of them are Yisrael, but if the Magdish was a Goy, then it's also called that there's a certain Bailus of a Goy in this carbon, and that also was said in Xeris HaKosov, that a carbon whose Bailam is a Goy does not have the Parashah of Tmura. Now from this topic of the Gemara, the Biskrov also proves his point, that which the din is that a carbon of a goy is enois in tmura is not similar to the dinim of me'ilo and pigol nois of retomei. As far as those dinim are concerned, the pshat is because it's a different type of carbon. The carbon of a goy has a different shame, that's why it has different dinim. As far as those dinim are concerned, the Biskrov says, it would definitely be tali in the miskaper. Here the Gemara wouldn't have a shayla. In other words, if a goy was makdish a carbon for Yisrael to be miskaper with that carbon, and then it would be poshut to us that the din would be that the carbon would have me'ilo, it would have pigol nois of retomei. As far as all those dinim are concerned, it would definitely be totally in the miskaper, the pshat is, because since those dinim are dependent on what type of carbon it is, if it has the shame of a carbon of a Yisrael, or the shame of the carbon of a Goy, as far as the shame of the carbon is concerned, that's definitely dependent on who's supposed to be miskaper with this carbon. If a Goy is the miskaper, then it will have the shame of a carbon of a Goy, and all the dinim of a carbon of a Goy. If a Yisrael is the miskaper, it will have the shame of a carbon shal Yisrael, and all the dinim of a carbon shal Yisrael. If the din of Tmura, if that which the carbon of a goy does not have Tmura, would also be because of its shame carbon, similar to Me'ilah and Pigol Noiser Vitame, then the Gemara would not have a suffix whether it's Tully in the Makdish or the Miskaper. If a goy was Makdish or carbon al-Manas, that Yisrael should be Miskaper with it, then it definitely would have had Tmura, because it doesn't have a shame of a carbon shal goy, it has a shame of a carbon shal Yisrael. For now, Shemar does have a suffix over here, as far as Dine Tmura, and as far as Me'ilah, Pigol Noisir Vatamin, there was no suffix. From here, the Brisker of proves that the Pshat is that a carbon of a goy does not have Tmura, not because it has a different shame carbon, rather, it exerts the cost of that if the carbon is owned by a goy. It's Mufka from the parish of Tmura, and therefore, here specifically, Gemara had a suffix. What is considered the Bailam as far as this din is concerned? Is it only if he's the Bailam as far as the Kapara, or even if he's the Bailam because he was the Magdish, that also would have this Gzeres HaKosov, that this carbon does not have Tmura. Now, just mention one final point on this Sugyo, Kepshutik Lamaskana Segamara, the Suffolk of Rami Bar Chomo, has nothing to do with the fact that the Goy is Loyosi Luchal Einshim. That's the way the Gemara understood originally the Suffolk of Rami Bar Chomo. The Suffolk was, maybe perhaps since he doesn't have the love of Loyachli Fen of Loyomaroisai, he also shouldn't have he shouldn't have the ability to make the chalois. That's how the Gemara understood originally. But then the Gemara asked on this from the Brisa, which is Mavur, that a guy is Enois in Tmura, as we explained, the Brisa Grav learns the Gemara. Once read, there's Exeris Akashas, which tells us that a carbon which is owned by a guy doesn't have the parasha of Tmura. From there we also understand that a guy doesn't have the ability to do a Maisa Tmura. And therefore the Gemara went on to explain the Safik of Rami Bar Chama a whole different way. The Safik is not when the guy was Meimer. The suffix is with Yisrael was Meimer, just the case he's talking about, that a guy was Makdish a carbon Amrashi is covered by Yisrael. And the suffix is, do we say this is also included in that which the Pasuk tells us, that there's no parasha of Tmura when the Bailam of the carbon is a guy? Is he considered enough the Bailam because he was Makdish it? Or is the Bailam as far as this din, the one who's Miskaper? Rakapam, it's hard to say that the Yisrael cannot be Meimer, because the guy was partially the Bailam since he was the Makdish. The Pshat will be because of Xeris Akosov. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, that's Xeris HaKosov, that if the Bailam is a Goy, there is no parasha of Tmura. So Kaputin Lamaskana, the suffix of Rami Bar Chama, has nothing to do with the fact that a Goy is not included in the Einish of Tmura. However, if we take a look at Rashi, Rashi in a few places does mention this Nakuda, that a Goy is not Bechlal the Einish. Rashi in Dibur Maskhaloi Kami Baili, that's the Gemara which says, Lamaskana Rami Bar Chama Behigdish Ayve Kechavim, the Skapar Ayve Kechavim Loi Kami Baili, there the din definitely is, that there is no Tmura, and the Lashon of Rashi over there is, like Kami Baili, the Einek Deisha Isay Tmura, Hayuv Liyasi Lechlal Einshim. Even Maskan Rashi does mention this point, that a Goy is not Bechlal Einshim. Rashi again in Dibur HaMaschel, Basr Magdash Azlinon, he says, V'amakdash Ava Eiku Yichavim Liyasi Lechlal Einshim, V'einu Isay Tmura. Rashi again mentions this point, that a Goy is Liyasi Bechlal Einshim. Rashi is Mashim that was still going with this Havana, that the reason why a Goy does not have Tmura, is because he's Liyasi Lechlal Einshim. And the problem is, this point already, Lamaskana, you don't need that Svara of Liyasi L'chal Einshim. L'chal, we're now going with the Xeris HaKosov, which the Gemara brings on Gimel Amid Aleph. We know from Xeris HaKosov that if the Bailam is a Goy, there is no Tmura. Why do we still need the Svara of Liyasi L'chal Einshim? This would be a kash on the Mahalach of the Brisker Rav in the Sugyo. This would leave room to suggest perhaps another Mahalach in the Sugyo. Hakapam, for now, we'll leave this Bitzvara Chiyun. Now, we'll continue on. Behemshech, the Gemara refers back to that which the Braisa said. Ve'ein mevi'in nesachim, according to one girsa, it should say ve'ein mevi'in aleim nesachim, aval karboni toin nesachim, divri Reb Shimon. And the Gemara here brings, what is the makar to this, that a goy does not bring nesachim? So now it just says in Parashas Shlach, where it talks about nesachim, it says Loshen of Ezrach over there, kol Ezrach yaseh kocho, from the word we learn, Ezrach, we learn, ein oiv kechov mevi nesachim. And that the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, yochal loy tehe yolosei tu'un nesachim. One would think that his carbon oil does not need nesachim bechlal. Tamalimer kocha, from the word kocha we learn that even the oil of a guy also does need nesachim. The Rashi on Gimel Amrav brings two pshatim in this Gemara, two pshatim in the Breisa, that which Reb Shimon says, emivi nesachim. One if he gurs the word aleim, one if he nakurs the word aleim. Earlier on the Beis and Mabiz, Rashi only brought one pshat. There he took out the word aleim. And the pshat that Rashi brings over there, which is the second pshat over here in Daf Gimel Amrav Aleph, if you nakurs the word aleim, then what Reb Shimon in the Braisa is saying is that a goy cannot bring nesachim bifnei atzman. A Yisrael could be menadev nesachim even without a carbon, but a goy cannot be menadev nesachim bifnei atzman. That's what we're memayit from the word ezrach. Ezrach may be nesachim, vein oiv gechav may be nesachim. It means a goy cannot bring nesachim on its own. And that the Braisa continues, yochal leitei oilasi tuun in nesachim. Or we think that even along with the carbon, he does not bring nesachim. Tam leimer kocha. From Kachu we learn that its carbon does need Nesachim. According to this pshat, the Goy himself could also bring the Nesachim when he's bringing a carbon. We're not coming to Memeyat, him bringing Nesachim along with his carbon, we're just coming to Memeyat bringing Nesachim b'fnei Yatzman. According to the first pshat of Rashi over here in Daf Gimel, if you are gersed the word Aleim, then what the Braisa is saying is Ein mevin aleim nesachim, along with his carbon, he does not bring nesachim. If you go to the word aleim, then we're clearly talking about, even along with the carbon, he does not bring nesachim. And when the Braisa continues, and the Braisa says, Yachal loyta heyadosi tzu'un nesachim, tam aleim rakocho, what we're learning is that he himself does not bring nesachim, however, the tzibur does have to bring nesachim for his carbon. According to this shot, the drasha is telling us that a goy is not allowed to bring nesachim for his carbon, but since he can bring a carbon, and when his carbon is brought, it requires nesachim, the tzibur has to provide the nesachim on behalf of the goy. Now Rashi on Beis Amabeis brought a raya that you're not goyis aleihem, that a goy can bring nesachim along with his carbon. For now, the Mishnah in Shkolim says, the Bezim made a takana, goy sheshilech haylosim in Medina Sayam, v'shilech ima nesacheha, krevim mishaloi, v'imlav krevim mishal tzibur. You see clearly from that Mishnah that if he sends the nesachim along with his carbon, you could bring the nesachim that he sent. Clearly a goy can't bring the nesachim with his carbon. Now according to the Apshan Rashi, the Yenakar is aleihem, the only thing that a goy cannot do is bring the nesachim b'fnei atzman, but along with his carbon he does bring the nesachim. The stum of the pshat is that he's mechuyif to bring the nesachim, the same way a Yisrael is. So when it says over there in the Mishnah and Shkolim, if he sends nesachim, you bring his nesachim, the stum of he really is mechuyif to bring the nesachim. The point of that Mishnah is just to say that they made a takana that if he does not send nesachim, then he could still bring his carbon, and the tzibur is mechuyif to bring nesachim for him. But ein echam meikir that he's mechuyif to bring nesachim, he's no different than a Yisrael. The raya of Rashi that you're not going to salem is from now which the Mishnah is mevur that if he does send his nesachim, you bring them. If the din would be that he cannot bring nesachim, even if he already would send his nesachim along with the carbon, you would not be able to bring them. You would have to bring nesachim dafka mishal tzibur and not the nesachim which the guy sent. The Lashon of Rashi on Beis Amud Beis, where he says, Avo Bahadai Karboni Mevi'in, Kedaminim Meseches Shkolim, Shizu Achas Menat Akonais, Shetiknu Bezdin Da'ivik Echom, Shashilach Elosai, Vidmei Nitzchem, Mdina Siyom Lekabim Meimenu. That Lashon is a bit deceiving. Rashi sounds like he's quoting that Mishnah in Shkolim to be saying that the Takonas Bezdin was that if he sends his Nesachim, you're Mekabel from him. But clearly this is not what Rashi means to say. As the Dvar Shol and other Achroinim point out, because according to the Apshan Rashi, that you're not going to Saleim, so Me'ikir Adin, he brings Nesachim along with his carbon. The Ha'ush Techacham made at Takana, that's if he does not send his Nesachim, then Mesachim that the Tzibur should bring it. What Rashi means to be bringing from there just is, that if he does send his Nesachim, you're Makriv his Nesachim, that's Me'ikir Adin, that's not the Takana Sachamim. From there Rashi proves not to be Gerah Saleim, and that he does bring Nesachim along with his carbon. If, however, you go like the other Gersan, you are Gerah the word Aleim, Rabbeinu Gershon on Beis and Mabeis goes with that girsa, and Taisus and Menachos on Gimel and Mabeis also brings that girsa. What we're learning from the drasha of the pasuk is that a goy does not bring nesachim along with his carbon. So Rabbeinu Gershon explains, according to that, what's the pshat in the Mishnah and Shkolim, which says that if the goy sends along with his carbon the nesachim as well, your makriv is nesachim. So Rabbeinu Gershon explains, according to his pshat, you can have to learn that when that Mishnah says they made a takanas chachamim, that the Takanas Chachamim gufa was that if he does send the Nesachim to accept his Nesachim and be makriv of them, as opposed to the other Pshat, if you're not going to the word Aleim, then it's the other way around, that the Takanas Chachamim was that if he does not send the Nesachim, then you could bring the Nesachim Mishal Tzibur. According to Rabbeinu Gershon's Pshat, Mi'ikra Din, you bring the Nesachim Mishal Tzibur. For that, you don't need a Takanas Chachamim. It's the other way around, that the Takanas Chachamim was that if he does send the Nesachim, you should accept those Nesachim. Now, in the sheet of the Rambam, the Achrayim are bothered, similar to that which Rashi asks on Daf Beis from the Mishnah and Shkolim, because on one hand the Rambam paskins in Perek Gimel Hilchos Maaser Karbanos Halacha Hey, the din that a goy does not bring nesachim, the Rambam over there brings the drash from Ezroch, and the lashon of the Rambam is Oylo Yisagoyim Ein Mavim Imoyim Nesachim Shnemer Kol Ezroch Yasu Kocha, and he continues Avol Neschem Kreivim Mishal Tzibur Shnemer Kocha. So the Rambam seems to be going with the Girsa of Rabbeinu Gershom. Aimavim aleim nesachim. The Rambam is talking about when a goy brings an oila, he does not bring along with the oila the nesachim, rather the nesachim kami shal tzibur. Yet on the other hand, the Achronim ask, the Rambam brings the Mishnah and Shkolim. The Rambam is in Perek Daud Hilchos Shkolim Alocha Gimel. He says, v'chein goy shesholach oilosoi imedina acheres, v'lo sholach imo dmei nesachim, yaviu nescheim mitshumas haldishka. That's the Mishnah and Shkolim. And the Achronim ask, you see from that Rambam, that he's paskening that a goy can send the Dmei Nesachim for his carbon. L'chor, that's a steer to that which the Rambam paskens in Hilchos Maaser Karbonos, that a goy does not send along the Nesachim with his carbon, rather it comes Mishal Tzibur. This is the same kash which Rashi asked on the Girsa if you Girsa Aleihem. And as we said, Rabbeinu Gershom answered this question by saying that this Gufa was the Takana Sachamim. That if he does send his Nesachim, you could be Mekabla from him. You don't have to bring a Dafka Mishal Tzibor, he can send it himself. However, apparently the Achrayim did not want to learn like this with Das the Rambam. This is a Mechudosh to Gopshat, the Pashas of the Mishnah over there in Shkolim. If one takes a look at the previous Mishnah over there, the Mashmai says that the Takana Sachamim was that if he did not send Nesachim, then you bring Mishal Tzibor. And the Mashmai of the Rambam as well is also that the Takana Sachamim was that if he did not send Mei Nesachim, then you bring up Mishal Tzibor, because the Ram over there in the same Halacha, Halacha Gimel, he starts off with a different din, that if one finds a behemoth on Yerushalayim, the din is that one is supposed to bring the animal as a carbon oilo, and that the Rambam paskins based on the Mishnah and Shkolim, that there's a Takanas Chachamim, that you bring the Nesachim from the Trumas HaLishka, and the Ram then continues, and he says, V'chein, similarly, Goy Sheshalach Elosim, Medina Acheres, V'lai Shalach Imad Mei Nesachim, Yavim Nesachim, Trumas HaLishka, Kepshut and Rambam means to say this is also a Takanas Chachamim, that in this case also, if you don't have Nesachim, because the Goy sent his animal without Nesachim, you could bring the Nesachim from the Trumas HaLishka. Akapam, the Kash and the Rambam would be, how could the Rambam paskin over there? If the Goy did not send the Nesachim, then you bring it from Trumas HaLishka. Mashmai says that if he did send the Nesachim, you bring the Nesachim which he sent, has that fit with that which the Rambam paskins, the din of Ezroch, that along with his carbon, he does not bring Nesachim. So this kash is asked by the Lech Mishnah over there in Hilchos Meisar Karbonis, and many other Achoinim as well. The Lech Mishnah answers this kash by saying, that which were made from the Pasuk of Ezrach, were made that a goy is not mechuyiv to bring Nesachim. A Yisrael has a chiyiv to bring Nesachim along with his carbon, a goy is not mechuyiv to. However, if he does bring Nesachim, then we definitely can accept the Nesachim and markov it together with his carbon. And that's why the Rambam paskens in Hilchos Shkolim, if the goy did not send a Nesachim, then we bring a Mishal Tzibur. That's the Takanas Chacham that it comes from Trumas HaLishka. If he did send a Nesachim, you can accept it. Rambam never meant to paskin in Hilchos Meister Karbonis that if he sends a Nesachim, you cannot accept it. Rambam just meant to say that there's no chiyuv on him to bring the Nesachim. If he does send them, you can accept them and be marked with them. If he doesn't, that's when you bring it from the Trumas HaLishka. So this will be another teretz to the Kasha of Rashi over here on Daf Beis. Rashi asks on the Girsa of Aleihem, if a Goyis Eimavi and Aleihem Nesachim, that a Goy cannot send Nesachim along with his carbon, what's the pshat in the Mishnah in Shkolim? You don't have to answer like Rabbeinu Gershom that this goof was at the Takanas Chacham to accept it. Rather, you could say the pshat is that he's not mechuyif to bring Nesachim. That's the Joshua from the word Ezroch. But if he does send Nesachim, then you can accept them. And the Brisk Rav over here, he asks a strong kash on the pshat of the Lecha Mishnah for the Gemara Menachas and Gimlam at Beis. We won't get into the Raya right now. But because of this kash, the Brisk Rav says a different pshat to answer what seems to be a stira in the Rambam. Again, on one hand, the Rambam paskins, like the Mishnah in Shkolim, that if the Goy does not send Nesachim, then you bring Mishal Tzibor. Mashmoy says that if he does send Nesachim, you can't accept them. On the other hand, the Rambam paskins, the Joshua of Ezroch, with the Girsa of Aleihem, that the Goy does not bring Nesachim along with his carbon, l'chair, this seems to be a stira. So the Brisk Rav explains, the Pshat, the Rambam understands this Joshua, Ezroch mevi Nesachim, ve'in oivik achov mevi Nesachim. The Pshat is, not that he's not allowed to bring Nesachim, and also not like the Pshat of the Lecha Mishnah, that he's not mechuyif to bring Nesachim, but he can if he wants, rather a third tzad, and that is as follows. B'derech klal, a Yisrael, when he brings a carbon, so he's mechuyif to bring along with the carbon Nesachim. When he brings the carbon together with the Nesachim, he's considered the mevi, both on the carbon and on the Nesachim. In other words, it's considered that the Nesachim are being brought on behalf of him. When they're poured on the Mizbeach, they're accomplishing a certain ritzui on his behalf. So it's not simply the pshat that his carbon needs nesachim, someone has to provide them, and he's the one who provides those nesachim. It's more than that, he's considered the mevi, the nesachim are brought on behalf of him, just as the carbon itself. When we learn from the word Ezrach to be made a goy, what we're being made is, a goy does not have a din to be the mevi of the nesachim, which come along with his carbon. So although the carbon itself does require nesachim, someone has to provide these nesachim, because the carbon has to be brought together with nesachim. Those Nesachim could be provided either by the Goy himself or by the Tzibur. It makes no difference who provides them, who pays for them. Either way, when they're actually poured on the Mizbeach, it's not considered being brought on anyone's behalf. So even if the Goy does actually bring the Nesachim, when they're poured on the Mizbeach, they're not accomplishing any ritzui on behalf of the Goy. They're not attributed to him. It's just that he was the one who paid for them. Someone had to pay for them because the carbon requires the Nesachim. That the Mishnah in Shkolim says, either he himself sends them. If he doesn't send them, he doesn't pay for them. Someone has to provide these Nesachim, so there's a takana, they could bring it from the Trumas HaLishka. Akapan, what the Brisk Rav is saying, that the drosha of Ezrach is coming to be memayit, that a goy does not have a din of a mevi on his nesachim. Now, l'maisa, in truth, this pshat in the Rambam does come out similar to the pshat of the Lecha Mishnah, because l'maisa, the din is, a goy is not mechuyif to send the nesachim, the Brisk Rav explains, since even if he would send, he's not considered a mevi, he's just going to be the one who's paying for the nesachim, he's not mechuyif to send the nesachim, according to the pshat of the Brisk Rav, and if he does send them, we will accept it from him. But this pshat is different than the pshat of the Lecha Mishnah, because according to the Lecha Mishnah, the drasha that we learn from the pasuk, from the word Ezrach, is that a goy is not mechuyif to send the nesachim, but if he wants, he can send the nesachim, we accept it from him. According to the Brisk Rav, it's different in Lomdus. The drasha is that a goy cannot possibly have a din of a mevi on his nesachim. Once this is the case, then already Memeil, the Brisk Rav says he's not mechuyif to send the nesachim. If he does send it, we accept it, no different than what we accept from the tzibur, since we need someone to provide the nesachim. If he himself is willing to pay for it, we'll accept it from him, just as if we accept it from the tzibur. But Akbaram, the Ikur Josh is that he's not considered a mevi on the nesachim. So although the korban needs nesachim, that's the Josh of kocha, but when they're actually brought, they're not attributed to anyone, no one's considered a mevi on these nesachim. The Biskrov says, his pshat fits better in the lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Meister Korbanos, with Ram Paskins, that Oilas Hagoyim Eimavim Imayin Nesachim, Shnemer Kol Ezrach Yasa Kocho, Av Neschein Kreivim Mishal Tzibur. He asks, according to the Lecha Mishnah, why does Ram not say that a guy is not Mechuyiv to bring Nesachim, but he can bring Nesachim if he wants? According to the Brisk Rav's chat, however, Ram is telling us the Iker Din, that a guy is not considered the Mevi on the Nesachim. Any Ram, if he wants to send Nesachim, he can. He's no different than the Tzibur. If he wants to pay for them, just like the tzibur could pay for them, he could provide the money and we'll accept it just as we accept it from the tzibur. Rambam doesn't have to speak that out. Rambam doesn't have to tell us that if he wants to pay for them, we could take the money from him. Rambam is telling us the Iker Din, that he's not considered the Mevi. Even if he would bring the Nesachim, it would not be considered brought on his behalf. Now we'll continue on to the bottom of the Omer, the Inyan of Lav Shem B'maisa Ein Loiken Olov. The Omer brings Omer of Idi Barovan, Omer of Amram, Omer of Yitzchak, Omer of Yechanan, Meshumer Beisi Aglidi, Kol Leisa Sei Shebetera Osa Bei Maisa Loike, Leosa Bei Maisa Potter, Chutz Mi Nishma U Meimar U Mekal Chavire B'Shem. Meimar is listed as one of the exceptions, even though Tzalav She'im Bei Maisa still the news that he's Chayv Malkus. And later on in Amud Beis, the Gemara brings Amalei Rav Yechanan Letano, Leitisni U Meimar, Meshum De Bidibura Y Osa Maisa. Rav Yechanan says Meimar does not belong on this list, because Meimar is considered a lav sheyesh b'maisa, the b'diburay oisa maisa. The Rashi over there explains, she'oisa michulin kochim. What does it mean, b'diburay oisa maisa? Why is Tmur considered that a maisa was done? Because through his dibur, he's making the chulin, the animal of chulin, which he's trying to substitute for the carbon, he's making that into kochim, that's considered a maisa, therefore this is not included in the list of lav she'im b'maisa loikin alov. Now, if we take a look at the Rambam, however, the first Rambam in Hilchos Tmura, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam paskens as follows: Kol hameimer loike al kol behema ubehema shiyomir shenemer lo yachlifenuv lo yomer oisay vav bishlo yosem meisa mipiash mu lomdu shekol mitzvah loisa say sheein by meisa ein loike aleo chutz mi nishba umeimer umekal es chaveri b'shem shloish shalavin elu iefsha shiyem meisa klal v'loike aleim. Rambam does paskin that Meimer is lav she'im by Meisa, but he puts it together with Nishba, Umekalas Chaveri B'Shem. These are three exceptions, and even though they're lav she'im by Meisa, still the din is that you get Malkus. For some reason, Ram does not pass like Rabbi Yechanan, who says that B'diburi is Savin Meisa. Rabbi Yechanan holds that Meimer is considered lav she'ish by Meisa. The Ram Paskin is not like that, that it's aim by Meisa, yet still the din is you get Malkus. Ram says, Mi piya shmu alomdu, there's a limud. The Rambam was bothered. Once we're saying the Meimer is lav she'im by Meisa, what is the Makar to say that there's a Chiyuv Malkus? The Rambam says that the Chum had a Meser, there's a Limud to tell us this din. In truth, if we look in our Sugyo, the Gemara does bring a Makar for Nishba, for Mekalas Chaveri B'Shem, even though it's lav she'im by Meisa, like in a love, the Gemara does not explain what is the Makar to say that tomorrow you get Malkus even though it's lav she'im by Meisa. All the Gemara brings is Rabbi Yechanan, who argues and says that Meimer is not included in this list because it's a lav she'ish by Meisa. According to the Tad, that it's Eim B'Maisa and there is Malkus, what is the Makar to say this, that there's a Chiyuv Malkus? The Gemara doesn't mention anything about this. Achorim are bothered by this problem. Reb Krager on this Rambam talks about this. What is the Makar to say that Meimer gets Malkus if you hold that it's a Lav She'im B'Maisa? Back upon the Rambam does say that it's Mipia Shmua Lomdu, there's a Lima, there's a Joshua from a Pasuk. But Achorim, what the Achorim are bothered by on this Rambam is why does he not pass like Reb Yechanan? Why does he not say like Rabbi Yochanan says that it's b'dibur yosa meisa? Rambam before that he holds that tamura is allowed she'ein by meisa. The case of Mishnah is matmiya on the Rambam, and the case of Mishnah sends us to the Mega Mishnah in Perek Yud Gimel Hilchos Schirus Halacha Beis, who also asks this kasha. Over there, the Rambam paskins the din of leisachsim. If one muzzles an animal, the Rambam says even if he's chosim bekoil, he does not allow the animal to eat while it's working. By his coil, using his voice to prevent the animal from eating, still the din is that he's chayv malchus. The Mag Mishnah over there quotes the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik, where Rabbi Yochanan says, Akimas svasav havi maisa, he gets malchus for being chosim bepiv, because that's considered a maisa. The Mag Mishnah explains that which Rabbi Yochanan holds Akimas svasav havi maisa is because b'diburik avin maisa, through his dibur a maisa is happening, the animal is being nechsam, it's being muzzled. And he says this is similar to that which Rabbi Yochanan says in Tmura, that b'dibur avin maisa. And over there the Mag Mishnah says that even though the Rambam himself, when he passes the din of Meimar, he says that even though it's lav she'ein by Maisa, still you get Malkus, mipi ha-shmua. He says, the Rambam did not have to say this, the Rambam should have passed like that which Rabbi Yochanan says, that it's b'diburi ovin Maisa. Akapalam, we see that the Mag Mishnah was already bothered by this kasha, and the Rambam over here at the beginning of Hilchos Tmura. And the Lech Mishnah has an arichus on this Rambam, in Perigur Ches Hilchos Sanhedrin, Rambam over there in Halacha Beis also paskins, Kol lav she'ein by meisa ein loikin olov, chutz min nishba u'meimer u'mekalas chaveri b'shem. There also the Rambam lists meimer together with nishba and mekalas chaveroi, that although they're ein by meisa, still the klal is loikin olov. Ned lech mishnah zmerach, why does the Rambam not paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, b'dibur ovin meisa, that meimer should not be included in this list, because meimer is lav she'geish by meisa. He quotes the Maga Mishnah in Hilchos Chiras, who discusses the kasha. And the Maisa, the Mahalach, which the Lech Mishnah over there goes with, is the Rambam does not paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, because there are a number of Stam Gemaras which do say this klal of Rabbi Yaglili, that basically puts Meimer together with Nishba and Mekalas Chaver B'Shem. All three of them are aimed by Maisa still like Olov. The Gemara Makas Daf Tazayin Amar Aleph and Shvuas Daf Chofal from Amar Aleph. And furthermore, the Gemara that we just had on Beis Amud Beis, according to the Girsa of Rashi, not the Girsa that we have Bifaneinu, but Rashi's Girsa is the reason why you would think that an Isha does not have the parasha of Tmura, even though B'derech Klal, the rule is, Hishva Kosav Isha L'ish L'chol Einshim Shebetayra. According to Rashi's Girsa, the Gemara says that this is Allah She'im Be'Maisa. That's why you would think that here it's different. This would not be included in the Klal of Hishva Kosav Isha L'ish L'chol Einshim Shebetayra. According to Rashi's Girsa in the Gemara, this is another Stam Gemara which says, as a Dover Poshut, the Meimar is Allah She'im Be'Maisa. And the Chayim bring further that even the Gemara over here in Amud Aleph, Rav Yehuda Merav said the klal kolaisase shabatayra also by meisa chayiv liyosa by meisa potter, and the Gemara asks on that for Meimer that is lav she'im by meisa, still the Mishnah is before that you get malchus, and the Gemara answers that it's going like the sheet of Rav Yehuda lav she'im by meisa likin alov. We see again the stone of the Gemara did not want to say that Meimer is lav she'ish by meisa the way Rabbi Yochanan holds. Mikoich all of these stam Gemaras, the Rambam paskin not like Rabbi Yochanan, the Rambam paskin that Meimer is considered lav she'im by meisa, and still the din is that you get malchus. Now, Lech Mishnah L'Maisa says, what is the Pshat? L'chor, why don't we say like this, Svar of Rabbi Yochanan, B'diburi Ovid Maisa? Lech Mishnah understands, that's the Pshat, by Chosim, B'peh you get Malkus, it's working with this Svar, B'diburi Ovid Maisa. Eden Zemim as well, Lech Mishnah over there is going, it's considered a Maisa, because B'diburi Ovid Maisa, so why should Mimar be different? So the Lech Mishnah over there says a Klal, and this is negated to the whole Yisayin HaIsra of Tmura, the point which we discussed in the beginning of the first Shir. Lech Mishnah over there says, Bishlma by Chasima or Edim Zaymim, it's shaykh to say this svar of B'diburi Ovid Maisa, since the Yisayin HaIsr by Chasima, the Yisayin HaIsr is that which the animal was muzzled, it was prevented from eating, through his dibur, he muzzled the animal, or by Edim Zaymim, the Yisayin HaIsr is that which Bezdin places the Gemar Din based on their false testimony, and these places it's shaykh the svar of B'diburi Ovid Maisa. Bashenking by Meimer, the Lech Mishnah says, the Yisayin HaIsr of Tmura, that which he was Meimer, he tried to take the Kedusha off of the original carbon. So although a Maisa is accomplished through the Tmura, what's the Maisa which is accomplished? That which the Chulam becomes Kodshim. As Rashi over here says, B'diburi Ovid Maisa means, She'oisa Michulin Kodshim. The Rambam understands that although a Maisa is accomplished, the Chulam does become Kodshim, that Maisa is incidental, that's not the Iker Maisa HaIsr. Again, the Iker Maisa HaIsr is that which he tried to take the Kedusha off of the original carbon, and that he doesn't accomplish, that doesn't work, the Kedusha is not released from the carbon, therefore we cannot say B'diburi Ovid Maisa, although Maisa is being done over here, that would not make it into a Lav Sheyesh by Maisa, since the Isser that he's being Eifer, which we're giving him Malkus for, is not that which he made the Chulin into Kodshim, is that which he tried to release the Kedusha from the Karbin. That's not a Maisa, and it does not have B'diburi Ovid Maisa either. In the previous year, we quoted the Ram in the end of Hilchos Tmura, who's also Mashm like this. The Ram says the Yisayda Din of Tmura is the Torah gave a Knas for trying to take the Kedusha off of the original Karbin. The Torah was Choshesh that a person will be Chosal Memoinoy, and I'll try to redeem an animal which he had been makdish as a carbon for an animal of lesser value, and therefore the Torah gave a knas that both of them will be kodesh. The Ram over there is before that the Yisayda Isra of Tmura is that which he tried to release the Kedusha from the original carbon. The Kios Yaakov over here in Simon Beis, as well as in the Chazan Yecheskel and Perak Aleph, Hilchos Tmura, Locha Aleph, discuss this Nakuda, what exactly is the Yisayda Isra. They bring rise that the Yisayda of Isra Tmura is trying to release the Kedusha from the original carbon. And with this, the Chazon Yecheskel explains why the Rambam paskin not like Rabbi Yochanan. The Svar of Rabbi Yochanan would only make sense if you hold that the Yisayda of Isser Tmur is that which he made the Chulin into Hegdish. Then it will make sense to say that Tmur is considered Lav Sheyesh by Maisa. And since the Rambam had Raya's, the Yisayda of Isser Tmur is trying to release the Kedusha from the original animal, that's the Rambam paskin not like Rabbi Yochanan, and Tmur is Lav Sheyesh by Maisa. Mirtz Hashem will have an opportunity to see some of these Raya's in later Sugyas. Just to mention one final point on this inyan, there's an important kasha which is asked in the Chedusha Rebbe Kveger over here, as well as in the Truvas Beis Halevi, in Chelik Aleph Simon Yudalid. Now what Rebbe Yochanan says over here, Leitisti Meimar Mishum de Bidiburi Osir Maisa, the Achreinim ask on the sheet of the Rambam who holds that Sibur Vishudfim, if the Meimar, although the Tmur is not Chal, still the din is that they get Malkus. If this is true, then what is the Tainer of Rebbe Yochanan? Why does he say Leitisti Meimar? Meimar should not be included over here because it's a Lav Sheyesh by Maisa. L'chayra, that's only in the case where the Tmura is Chal. Tzibur and Veshutfim, where there also the din is that you get Malkus, although over there it's a Lav Sheyesh by Maisa, because over there you don't have the Dibur of Maisa. Nothing is Chal through the Dibur, so maybe that's what the Tana means when he says Nishba, Meimar, and Makala Chaviroi. These are three examples where you get Malkus even though they're in by Maisa. Maybe the Tana mentioned Tmura, he's referring to this type of Tmura of Tzibur Veshutfim. The Zechi of Malkus, even though the Tmura was Nachal. One could take a look at Reb Kveger over here, he has a Mahalach to answer the Rambam. The Beis Levi has a Mahalach as well. For now, we'll say over a Teres, which the Chassam Sefer brings, which is based on the Yisai, which the Magen Mishnah brings, in Perek Yud Gimel Hilchos Chiyus Halacha Beis. We mentioned this Magen Mishnah earlier in the Shir, he's talking about Chasima Bekoil, where the Rambam paskins that one is Chayiv Malkus, if he's Chasim Bekoil. The Magen Mishnah wants to suggest, and perhaps the Rambam holds, the lav where it's shaykh to be over through a maisa, sometimes it's done through an action. On such a lav you get malchus even if you did not do a maisa, as opposed to a lav which is always transgressed without a maisa. That's what we say the klal lav shem b'maisa in loik in a lov. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Mavav Leviyah Perek Dalit Halacha Vov, he brings this Maga Mishnah. With this he answers other kashas. Rakhavonim the Chassam Sefer says if you hold a derech this yisaid that a lav which is sometimes transgressed through a maisa, one gets Malkus even if he did not do a Maisa, this would be the Teretz to hear as well. Tmur is considered a lav, which one is Bederech Chal Eiver through a Maisa, because usually the Tmur is Chal, and now we say Bediburi Ovid Maisa, that is considered a Maisa. So even if we'll have a case where the Tmur is not Chal, therefore in that case one is Eiver without a Maisa, like by Tzibur V'Shutfim, still then will be the Yerchayiv Malkus. I'll just speak for the last few minutes about the Gemara at the bottom of Amud Beis, Mekalas Chaveri B'Shem. The Gemara brings, what is the Mekar? One is Chayiv Malkus for being Mekalas Chavir B'Shem. Mark quotes the Pasukim, Leisishmer Lasseis, as called Divrei Atayra Azois. The Hemshech of that Pasuk says, Leir Es Hashem Anichvod V'Aneiro, and the next Pasuk says, V'Ifla Hashem Es Makoyscho. From there, learn that if one uses the Shem Hashem to be Mekalas Chaviroi, as Rashi over here says, he's being Moitzi the Shem Levatolo. That shows a lack of Yira for the Shem Hashem. And that the Pasuk says, V'Ifla Hashem Es Makoyscho, that he's Chayiv Malkus. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara asks, "Imra filu shvuas emes." Maybe the pasuk is telling us that if one uses the Shem Hashem to make a shvuas emes, that also shows a lack of yira in the Shem of Hashem, and that also the pasuk is telling us that he's chayiv malchus. This Gemara says it can't be. We have a mefurish pasuk which says, "Shvuas Hashem tia bein shneim." There is a concept of making a shvuas emes. Still, the Gemara asks, "Imra hani milu lefeis es chaviroi al v'milki loki." So Rashi over here explains what the Gemara means to say is, maybe the Pasuk is just telling us that if one does make a Shvuah that patters the Chiv Mammon, like in this case we're talking about a Shvuah Shemrim, a Shemir Sachar who claims that the Chivitz was Nenas, he could patter himself with a Shvuah, but still if he does make this Shvuah, he's Chayiv Malkus, as Rashi explains, Avamilka Lulki Hoyol Mivi Atzmili De Shvuah, The Chayyur, what Rashi means to say is, since he had the option of just paying the money and not making a Shvua, now that he decided to make a Shvua, he'll be Mechuyev Malkus. As Rabbeinu Gershon says over here, Mutav Shiyof is Daitai B'mamin, it would have been better if he just paid the money and not made the Shvua. If he chose to patch himself by making the Shvua, he should be Mechuyev Malkus, Mikayach this Joshua. And this more answers, like Motis Arme, Dog Sifu B'shmaiti Shova. The Pasuk says clearly that a person can make a Shvua as MS. He's allowed to do that even L'chatchila. Obviously, he's not going to get Malkus for that Shvua. Now, the Maseres HaShas over here on the page, he's been saying on the Gemara's Kasha, on the half minute to say, Imer Hanimil Lefais Es Chaveri Avamil Kaloki, he quotes the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs Esei Zayin. The Ramban is a different pshat, not like Rashi over here. The Ramban over there quotes our Gemara and he explains the Shackles of Vitario. He says, when the Gemara asks, Emil Hafiz Daita Shabbal Abayis Avamil Kaloki, the Gemara means that Shvuah Shemim will be mutter in order to be Mephis Daita Shabbal Abayis to pattern from a Chiv Momin. But there should still be Chiv Malkus for a Shvuah's MS, meaning when he makes a Shvuah's Bitui, which is MS, he should still get Malkus. The man is learning not like Rashi. Rashi over here learns that even in the case of a Shvuah Shemim, where the Torah says, if he makes a Shvuah, patterns his Chiv Momin, even that Shvuah itself, there will be a Chiv Malkus for choosing to make the Shvuah as opposed to paying the money. The man understands there is no such Havmi in our Gemara. Clearly, when the Torah says that a person can make a Shvuah Shemim to patter the Chiv Momin, he's not going to get Malkus for that Shvuah. Agmar just means to say, maybe for a Shvuah Shemrim to Pater Achiv, that's where the din is that you're allowed to make a Shvuah Semes. But to make Stam a Shvuah Semes, a Shvuah Bitoy, in a case where it's not necessary to Pater himself from Achiv Momin, there even if it's a Shvuah Semes, there still will be Achiv Malkus. We could clearly understand where the Ramban is coming from. The Ramban held it would be difficult to understand such a Havamino, that the Torah is telling us that a person has an option of making a Shvuah in order to Pater himself from Achiv Momin, yet at the same time, if he chooses to make this Shvuah, he's going to get Malkus for making the Shvuah. The Ramban held that's very difficult to understand. Therefore, the Ramban learned the Gemara differently. The Gemara means that you should still be Chayiv Malkus for making the Shvuah's Emes in a case where it was not necessary to make such a Shvuah in order to pat himself from a Chiyuv Momin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.